Some of us eat to live, and some others, including myself, live to eat. What can I say? I love food. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jubin Jacob John, and I am a foodie, therefore my PhD is on food. But unfortunately, from farm to fork, it's not as simple as it used to be like 20 years back. And today, it involves extremely long and complex supply chains. And this has resulted in a lot of ethics, security, health, and quality-related issues. Let's look at the example of the horse meat scandal of 2013. When the British retailing giant Tesco realized that the beef burgers and the bolognese sauce that they've been selling was actually horse meat, they faced a lot of flak from all consumer groups. But on closer scrutiny, it wasn't only Tesco to blame for this fiasco, but this was actually a supply chain issue. If you look at Tesco's supply chain network, the meat sold at Tesco's UK stores was actually produced by a Romanian-based abattoir, who actually slaughtered both cows and horses. And this slaughtered meat was sent to a wholesaler in Holland, and then to a packager in France, and finally reached Tesco's retail stores in the UK. An unethical behavior by one of those organizations along the entire supply chain had a massive effect on another, somewhat like the dominoes effect. And this illustrates the importance of ethics within food supply chain networks. My research focuses on the Australian organic food supply chain networks, and I hypothesize that business ethics has an effect on supply chain relationships. Supply chain relationships mean the relationship between a supplier organization and a consumer organization. And using qualitative research methodologies like interviews and also surveys, I propose that business ethics has an effect on intra-organizational trust. That is, a trust between suppliers and customers. And this has an effect on long-term relationships. Within a supply chain context, customer loyalty is extremely important. And this research can actually help supply chain managers to create a higher degree of loyalty from their business customers. And more importantly, this research can actually guide policymakers to create a higher degree of food security and better quality and a more flexible supply chain. This would result in better quality, healthier, safer, and more secure food to the consumers. The consumers here, meaning me and you. And as Tesco realized it the hard way, there's no horsing around when it comes to food security and healthy food supply chains. Thank you.